What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 6 years strong, y'all, it's literally 6 years, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be talking about some signs of red flags that you might have missed, red flags to look out for about narcissists and toxic people. I have, six red flags that a lot of people might not talk about, y'all. So before we hop into this episode, y'all, check out the self-love brand. I'm strong. I love me. I'm strong. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do, y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yes. So 6 red flags of narcissistic people, possible narcissistic people, y'all. And none of these red flags absolutely make somebody a narcissist. They don't, y'all. They just don't. Could these be toxic traits, something you need to watch out for? Absolutely, yes. These should be toxic traits or things that you should work out, things that you should look at and notice that somebody might not be ready for a relationship. Watch my show, Waving the Red Flag, every Thursday on YouTube, y'all, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, the first red flag is no buffer between relationships, like relationship hoppers. Like, there's absolutely no buffer between relationships. They jump from relationship to relationship. There's overlap in all their relationships. Like, there's no clearly defined line when their last relationship ended to when their new relationship started. There's overlap. Even with your relationship with you, they're talking to you and they're still having done with the old relationship, the previous relationship. They're still kind of in it. They're still, we're not happy. We're still together, but we're not happy as we used to be. We're starting to work things out for the kids. We together, we still sleeping. Y'all, come on now. Come on. Yeah, is it true sometimes that people can live in the same house and be separated? Yes. But a lot of times, y'all, that's not true. A lot of times, it's a goddamn lie. But that's what people bank on, the fact that it could be true. It could be. Narcissistic people just thrive on could be. Could be's. That's going to be a short video here pretty soon. Narcissistic people thrive on things that could be. You know what I mean? I'm writing that in big letters. Could be. Y'all going to hear that. If y'all see that in a short video, just put a fire sign. Just let me know you watched this video too. But yeah. That's how it goes, though, y'all. Things that could be true. They could still be could be broken up with their ex and just living together for the kids because inflation and prices are high. Yeah, they could be. But there's no buffer, y'all. They break up. They try to set something up before they move on to somebody else. And, y'all, the new relationships in these situations rarely ever work out. If they're still with somebody else and they're just now starting to talk to you, You are the new supply. You're the new supply. You are. I just like what to ask yourself this question right here. Why do you think if they are not done with their previous relationship and they're talking to you, why do you think they're going to treat you better? That'd be blowing my mind. Why? Why? Because they told you? Why y'all believe in strangers? So why y'all so quickly to give somebody the benefit of the doubt? Why? Why y'all so apt to believe strangers? Oh, they're going to treat me better. I know that they're cheating. They're cheating with me, but they're going to treat me better. What the fuck? Goose Fraba. What are you telling yourself? I know what the narcissist is telling you, but what are you telling yourself to make you believe this shit? Like, seriously, no buffer between relationships is a red flag, y'all. The second one, y'all, any lie is a, and this should go without saying, any lie. Anyone, if they lie to you in the beginning, they will. If y'all listen to this on the podcast, that flapping sound is a red flag. It's a red flag bird with wings. My red flag just got wings and it's flying everywhere. Any lie, I don't care how little it is, y'all. Any lie that you discover that they've told, leave them alone. Why would you, y'all, if they lie to you in the beginning, if they're building the foundation of your relationship on lies, why do you think they're going to stop lying to you? Why would you get it in the, again, y'all, the benefit of the doubt comes up again. Why? Why? Ask yourself this question. Why? If they lie to you in the beginning and you discover it, stop giving them second, third, fourth, fifth chances. Stop it. I don't care how physically attracted you are to this person, because y'all, physical attraction be beating some of y'all asses. Y'all can't get over how somebody looks to save your goddamn lives. Like, seriously. If when your physical attraction to someone outweighs the red flag, then you're going to lose 10 out of 10 times. Any lie, I don't care how big it is, how small it is, any lie is a red flag. Any little white lie, any lie of omission is still a lie. Y'all, lies of omission, which mean leaving things out on purpose, are still lies. Half-truths are lies. Half-truths are whole lies. I don't care. That's a red flag. You know, I know people are like, believe this, obvious. No, it's not obvious to some people. It's not obvious to some people. It really isn't obvious to some people that a lie is a red flag. Or they lied to me because they care about me. They lied to me because I make them nervous. What the fuck? Could it be true? Yes. There you go again. Could be. Could be. Could be. It could be true. You see? That's how they get you, y'all. And yeah, I don't want this episode to sound victim blaming. I promise you I don't. But I want y'all to take a look at yourselves and see what you are allowing into your life with people's words and not their actions. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to help y'all guide. Y'all know I'm trying to help y'all win. The third one, they are a great listener, but not a great sharer. Believe, what do you mean? We want to find people who listen to us. Yes. You want to find people who listen, but you also want to find people who reciprocate the information sharing. You see what I'm saying? You want to find people that reciprocate the level of information sharing that's going on here. Because one common misconception that a lot of people make about narcissists is that narcissists make everything about themselves when they first get to know people. One of the red flags of narcissists, they talk about themselves all the time. Everything's about them. No, some narcissistic people like myself, I listen. I'm an information gatherer. I listen. I just don't share much. It's just like you're oversharing. You are oversharing. I'm undersharing. That's a red flag, because now I know so much about you, you hardly know anything about me. But guess what? You're smitten because I listen to you. Because I gave you a listening ear, so you're smitten now. I've never had anybody listen to me like that. Of course you haven't. Because I'm gathering information to use against you, to love bomb you. You see what I'm saying? You don't know anything about me. I shared very minimal stuff with you. So an equal reciprocation of information, y'all. Equality in information sharing. If they are a great listener, but not a great sharer, that's red flaggy to me. You see what I'm saying? Could they be a good person and just be emotionally immature? Yes, they could be. You see, there it goes again. Could be. Could be. The fourth one, y'all, is trauma dumping. So this is the opposite of the third one. Some narcissistic people just dump their trauma onto you and they don't listen to yours. You see what I'm saying? They just verbal vomiting. They just vomit everything that they've done or everything that they've been through. They just vomit it onto you. They just trauma dump onto you. They just overwhelm your senses with trauma. And if you're a highly sensitive person, you're a highly empathetic person, you're going to feel bad for them. Oh my goodness, you've been through that? The first date, they're telling you about their abusive childhood. And then if you've been through something similar, y'all bonded on abusive childhoods. You see what I'm saying? Now you're all bonded on abusive situations, abusive childhoods and whatnot. You see how that works out right there? You see how subtle it can be. You know what I mean? They trauma dump onto you. Either they're, like I said, that's why I say equal information sharing. Equality in information sharing. That's healthy. That's healthy right there. And inequality in relationship sharing is toxic as hell. It's manipulative. It just is. If they are just listening and not sharing, they're information gathering to use against you. If they're just overwhelming you with information, they're trying to love bomb you or get you to feel sorry for them, and they don't care about what you have to say or what you've been through. You see how both are bad, you know? Both are bad. You know, the equality of those is up to you. It's subjective to the person who's listening, but that's how it goes. The fifth one, y'all, the fifth red flag. I should have got all my red flags and just started adding them together. the screenshot, the thumbnail of this, I'm gonna have my red flags in my hand. I'm gonna have a bunch of them, okay? Just for the thumbnail of this video. I'm gonna make a special one for y'all. The fifth one, y'all, is blames their exes for everything. Not just saying, like I said, I know all my exes are crazy is a red flag, but if they are escaping accountability in their previous relationships falling apart, all of them, like all their exes led to them, their exes never treated them well. Y'all, this, could it be true? Could be, but it's red flaggy to me if they're not taking any type of accountability for what has transpired in any of their relationships. You see what I'm saying? There's no accountability here. It's just like, all my exes did this to me. All my exes treated me badly. Every ex is at fault. But what do they play it? What role have they played in it? You see what I'm saying? What role have they played? Ask yourself that question. What role have they played in this situation? Because if I tell you that all my exes have treated me badly, and you like me, if you're physically attracted to me, you see what I'm saying? If you're physically attracted to me, if I meet your criteria, because that's what people are looking for. Six foot, six pack, six figures. That's all I want. You know what I'm saying? If I met your criteria, then you just some of the stuff you should put up with. Some of the stuff you let go by. You know what I'm saying? That happens. But like I said, if they're blaming their exes for everything, they want you to feel bad and not do what their exes have done, quote unquote done. They don't want you to do what their exes have done. You know what I mean? That happens right there in these situations. That happens. If they're blaming their exes for everything, can it always be the ex's fault? Could be. Here we go again, y'all. It could be the ex's fault. I love it, y'all. Could be. Look, if you made it this far, you have to put could be. Just put could be in the comment section. And people who haven't watched the whole video, they're going to be confused. Like, why the hell keep watching could be? Everybody keeps typing could be in the comments. Let's mutually confuse everybody, y'all. Let's confuse them. Could be. Just put could be in the comment section. I appreciate y'all. I really do. The last one, y'all. Too much, too fast. Being in a relationship, y'all, I say is like getting in a car together. And y'all are, they're like every stop sign or every mile marker, every speed limit sign is a mile marker. I call those relationship mile markers. It's just like driving on the highway together at a constant speed. You're passing relationship mile markers in a timely manner in a healthy relationship. In a toxic relationship, you're blowing by these relationship mile markers extremely fast. It's like you're on the highway going 150, blowing by all the other cars. It's a two-lane highway. You're blowing by all the other cars who've been on the highway longer than you. You're blown by your friends. Your friends are driving this Subaru. They're going 65 miles per hour. They're going to speed limit, right? They just got engaged. They've been together. They've been on this highway for 3 years. They just got engaged after 3 years. Y'all been together for 2 months. Y'all blew by them. Y'all already engaged. Y'all married. Your friends that have been together for 5 years, they just had their first baby. Y'all already pregnant and moving in together. Y'all just blew by them. You see how fast you're going? Too much. Too fast. And when you're in this vehicle, it's kind of fun. It's a little scary, but like, listen, I'm going along for the ride. But what happens, y'all, when you're going super fast on the highway and you hit a speed bump out of nowhere, or there's a curve that comes up. You don't have time to slow down. There's a curve that comes up. You're going right over the edge of the highway. And sometimes some of these highways are on the side of the mountain, so you're going right over the edge of the mountain. You crash and burn. You see what I'm saying? Slow down. Speed is the weapon of narcissists, y'all. It just is. Speed is the weapon of narcissistic people. That's just the way it works. And this is me just conveying this to y'all. If y'all have more red flags, drop them in the comment section. I'll compile a list of some more red flags that I could have missed, that y'all thought of, that y'all experienced, that you might have missed. But when you got out of it, you know it now. So just drop a red flag. Drop what you think is a red flag in there that I could have missed. Because I know there's plenty more red flags. This is just a list of six that I compiled on the way to the office. But thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you like and subscribe for more. And of course, y'all, Mental Hennessy is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.